Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Laid, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace. Tonight, I am going to be talking about sex with your ex. It's a post that I put up in a private chat and got some interesting feedback. As you know, we are taking a little break in April, so the shows are not going to be as long, unless, you know, maybe we get a little action, we'll see. But what we're doing is we are revamping, and we are trying to become more focused and more put together so that we can bring you a better show. But on with the topic of having sex with your ex. Is this a good idea, or is this a train wreck waiting to happen? Well, most of the people who answered the chat actually said that it's not a good idea. And my personal feelings on that is, well, I don't think it's a good idea. Overall, in general, I don't think it's a good idea, because you have a lot of times your feelings are involved in such a thing. And when your feelings are involved, it could get a little messy. And that's not, you know, it might not, you might start off with the intentions of just, you know, okay, because of familiarity, you might start off with the intentions of, okay, this is just going to be a physical thing. But a lot of times, you know, like I said, your feelings are involved and you get, it becomes something different. And I think that men are able to approach a sexual situation and it just be sex more than women can do that. And this is not, of course, no, nothing is all. So, but I think what tends to happen is that women tend to get more emotionally attached to a situation, or just in general, one of the people can be more attached. And if you noticed, sometimes when you break up with somebody, or when you're away from somebody, it doesn't even have to be a breakup or a romantic situation. But I'll give you, for instance, I have 5 children, and you know, when we all lived together, it was just like, oh my God, I couldn't wait to find or have time to myself. And then when I finally, you know, all the children are grown now, and you know, when they were finally grown and everybody, or just even with the teenagers, everybody's able to go off and do their own thing and, you know, whatever, and I would find myself alone, I would find myself like so, you know, feeling lonely, you know, and whatever, and I'm sorry, my foot is hurting. You know, I would find myself feeling a little lonely and wanting to have them around me and not remembering the times when they were getting on my daggone nerves, and I was hoping and wanting that alone time. Or even when I had gotten divorced, and I was divorced. And I remember, maybe I was divorced for a couple of years, maybe about 5 years. And I was talking to someone, and they were asking me what I had gotten divorced for. And I really couldn't give a definitive answer. And you know, that's strange, right? I couldn't give a definitive answer because all those horrible things had gone out of my head about this person. And so, you know, now I remember, but you know what I mean. But at the time, it was like, well, why did I? Because I could only remember these wonderful things about him. You know, so, you know, so this is, I think this is what happens, is that, you know, that distance that, you know, we have away from somebody sometimes. Hold on, Ms. V is calling in, so we're going to let Ms. V join in this conversation. Hey, Ms. V. Oh, what happened? She got disconnected. But you know, the distance sometimes makes you forget. It's like even having a baby. Even having a baby. This is one of the worst pains in the world. But we have another one, you know, it's almost like you forget that pain you went through, you know, whatever. But, you know, I just think sometimes with the ex situation and the distance, you tend to forget those things that were bothering you, or, you know, those things about the person that made you not want to be around them in the first place, you know. And now, oh, I'm sorry, my foot is cramping up so bad, you know, and you just miss, you know, that intimacy or whatever, or those wonderful things about that person that you, you know, may have forgotten about. But, you know, in any event, I want to read you some of the comments that we got on this question, to some of these comments here. Okay. Well, we can't find the comments. We cannot find the comments. Great. This is wonderful. But, you know, a lot of people on this, you know, they were saying nope. And then we also had somebody who said, you know, if they had not had sex with the ex, they wouldn't have had their children. And so, you know, I think it's a very interesting thing, you know, for people. And also, like, you know, if you look at it from the point of view of being single for a while, or, you know, not being in a relationship or not having had sex for a while, and you are feeling a little horny, I guess, and who would you rather? With somebody who is familiar with you, or what, you know? So, I don't know. Or meeting somebody new, you know, what, you know, if you have any opinion on it, you know, give me a call. You know, if I'm still here, the show is, like I said, is going to be short tonight. So, you know, let's see. What do you think? Have I ever had sex with an ex? I was getting a divorce, and it just seemed like in that time, because at the time I was practicing Islam, and when you get a divorce when you are a Muslim, there's a certain waiting period. Like, once the divorce is, you know, decided upon and pronounced, whatever, there's a waiting period called the iddah. And it's usually around 3 months. Is a woman has to go through 3 menstrual cycles to ensure that she's not pregnant. And during this time, me and that man, we could not, if you successfully make it through this period without having sex with each other, you know, being sexually involved with each other, your divorce is final. But if in that time you two have sexual relations, then your marriage continues. And so we were just, like, feeling this, and it was like all of a sudden this person who I'm trying to get away from was so attractive to me. It's just strange. It's really strange what our minds, you know, do to us. Because I was ready. Did I really want to get a divorce? I don't know. Maybe, I guess not. I don't know. My pride, I have a lot of pride. I have a lot of pride. And so I had a lot of pride. Maybe I still do. I don't know. Anyway, that's that story. But we, you know, we ended up getting back together. And what I do now, what I have sex with one of my exes now, maybe the last one. Maybe the last one, just simply because it just seems like it's never over with us, he and I. I mean, we don't talk romantically. We don't even talk at all. But when we do talk, it becomes something, you know, a little bit more, you know, sometimes. Not all the time, but it depends on how I feel. I don't know. But at this point right now, I probably wouldn't with any of them. You know, one of them, my first ex, is just really like a brother to me. He really is. And it's so strange that we have developed that type of relationship. We, geez, 30 years ago we got married. Oh, who? How old am I that I got married to somebody 30 years ago? But in any event, he and I, you know, we you know, after going through all of our ups and downs over the years, and now we have 4 grandchildren together, 3 children and 4 grandchildren. You know, we get along very well, like brother and sister. I've been married 3 times, so my second ex, I have not had any contact with him in several years. So no, I wouldn't. And my third ex, nah, I don't like him very much. So Ms. V is back on. Let's see if we can get her in there. Ms. V, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Ms. V. Are you clear? Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you, but it's still a little click, 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 like that.
Oh, well, you sound clear, so, you know.
So
the question of the day, Ms. V, is sex with your ex a good idea, or is it a train wreck waiting to happen?
First, I want to say hi, everybody. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't?
That's not for me. No. First
I mean,
of all,
you, regardless of if we could just put your relationship that you're in to the side for a minute and just try and think of it in general terms. Do you think that sex with an ex is generally a bad idea?
I'm not going to say for me.
In general. Just you just going to say in general for people.
I'll just say in general. I was talking to somebody else about it, and they said that they would do it if both people had a good understanding that it's just, you know,
mm-hmm.
for that moment, and there's no feelings that's going to get into it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Like now, was that person a male or a female?
It was a female.
Mm-hmm.
It was a female. But
mm-hmm.
she did say she did it once because she thought things were going to get back to normal.
Get back
but,
with the
you
ex?
Know, yeah. But she said she wished she had knew that it wasn't going to be because then she wouldn't have got her feelings hurt. But see, men don't think sometimes, you know, the message in it is so screwy, you know. For women, we do it with our hearts. Men do it with whatever. You know, whatever's downstairs. That's what they do it with. And we do it with our hearts. We really do, you know. And then feelings do get into it and stuff like that. But sometimes they're going to slip that word in. I love you. stuff like that, you know. It's just not a good idea for me as far as that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's never a really good reason.
What if the relationship didn't end bad? Let's say like it was a situation of somebody took a job somewhere else, you know, far away or whatever, and it just the relationship just ended. But it ended on a good note. Do you think then it's because you know sometimes you know,
about, depending on that's what she was saying. If they ended and they were still friends,
mm-hmm.
then maybe so. But still, that's still sex. We still talking about sex here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So no, I still no. I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I gotta keep on saying me. I'm sorry.
And does sex mean what it used to mean? Do you know, like, back and when I came up? Or maybe it's just
my... juices are very important to me. I'm not mixing my juices with no ex. No, those are my juices.
Mm-hmm.
My juices are special. Special juices
are heard
special
that.
Mess.
I heard that.
And that's seriously what it means to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I did that with an ex, I think they would feel like I gave in, like, you know, like I gave in, like he got the better part of me. My stuff is good. I should be labeling it. Yeah, so I would feel, you know, like he got the. Okay, Saturday. I think he got the better part of me. Yeah. You know.
Okay.
Nah, I wouldn't want to do that. And then let's say I don't get a meal out of it. I don't get nothing out of it. You just get up and crawl
out.
But
the point you're doing, but see, this is what I'm saying. The point is just for sex. It's just for sex. It's just to have sex. It's, you know what, I'm feeling horny, blah, 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 blah. You know, I know this person already. I don't feel like going through the whole song and dance of meeting somebody and dating and blah, 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 and getting to that. I know this person already. So, you know, hit them up, who do you call, whatever.
There's still feelings that's going to be involved. And that's my main thing right there. There's going to be some feelings. Somebody's going to get their feelings hurt.
Okay.
There's somebody. Okay.
I still think that with exes, like you said, there are always feelings involved. Either you love them or you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And
if you hate them,
you
ain't. You don't want to go nowhere near.
He hates you. You're not. You're right. That's not gonna happen. But if y'all still got feelings for each other, somebody's gonna get their feelings hurt. Because either he done moved on, but he gets to get away for a second. And gets with you, but he still got to go back to his woman, or you getting away for a second from your man, and you still got to go back. You know what I'm saying? So somebody's going to get their feelings hurt.
I think it's better to just leave it alone. And just, you know, do what you've been doing or do what you got to do for yourself, but just leave it alone because it can get too sticky. Too complicated, too ugly, too whatever. But I'm sure it has been done successfully somewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has too. My son's father lives one step right up from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would never.
Well, you know, so many years have passed, you know. Just like I was saying with my first husband. We are like brother and sister now.
Yep.
You know, we are like brother and sister now. So that's like it could never happen. With my second husband, I don't talk to him. I don't know, you know. And with my third husband, I don't even like him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like him. I really don't like him.
Yeah. I'd be looking at him like, I can't believe I was ever, you know, like, I love him, but I love him like a good friend.
Mm.
And I can't believe I actually once thought he was the bomb.
Well, you know, you were younger, and he could have been the bomb back then, you know what I mean?
Whatever.
You know, because somebody could be the bomb, and then they can be the bomb until you get to know them better. You know what I mean? And no matter what they look like, no matter what it is that attracted you to them, they, you know, once somebody becomes a pain in the ass, they're a pain in the ass. And there's
We're just better as friends. We're just better, much, much better as really good friends.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
But now we can walk away from that craziness. Whenever either one of us start acting crazy, we just go to our own apartments and close the door.
Don't even have to
think about it no more. We don't have to deal with that. You know?
Right.
You know, I liked a lot of the answers that people were giving on comments.
Is there any that stuck out to you?
Yeah.
Are there any of the answers that stuck out to you? That
I like the fact that a lot of people were basically saying what I was saying. They're an ex for a reason.
right.
A lot of people were saying that.
Actually, when I started that conversation, I thought it was going to go on the page, but it went into a private chat, and a couple of people were kind of upset about it because all the notifications on their phone, you know, like bing, 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 and, you know, they didn't like that. So I tried to delete the conversation, and so maybe that's why I cannot find any of the comments now.
Mm-hmm.
And but if somebody posts a new comment, I see the new comment, but I can't find the old comment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, a lot of people were not for the sex with the ex. And how that came about was I was with a few friends, and somebody had just brought that up, you know, about sex with an ex and what we thought about it. And that was the general consensus at that, you know, when we were together. It was like, it's an ex for a reason. It's an ex for a reason. You know, so a lot of people just kind of, but I think we get a little bit, sometimes in those lonely moments,
mm-hmm.
you get a little bit, you know, nostalgic and maybe he wasn't that bad. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you look back on some things and, you know, sometimes you may want to, or sometimes you wish for a certain part of a person.
Right.
You know, you may have
have
an ex, and it's a certain part of the person that you wished for. You know, like he may have been a good lover, but he was not a good provider. Yeah, you know, whatever it is. So I think sometimes that can be the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just also being, if it is something that you're going to do, to be realistic about the situation.
Uh-huh.
And know that it does not automatically come with feelings. Even
right.
if you have feelings, don't automatically assume that this is going, that the other person is going to have feelings, or this is going to lead to something more. So this way,
right.
you know, protect yourself and your feelings so that you won't be disappointed. And also, if you don't have feelings, understand that the other person may. You know,
right.
and you have to be responsible, and you have to be honest about it. Because
right.
I think so, in some cases, you know, people will use another person. Like if I broke up with somebody, but I knew that they still had feelings for me, and, you know, because sometimes you have those situations where somebody will do anything for you. You know, they can't get over you. And you may bounce back, you know, yo-yo that person, you know, according to what you need. And that's not good either.
Yeah.
You know, set honest, open, if you're going to do it. Be honest and open. But Ms. V and Stephanie don't think it's a good idea. We think it's an X for a reason, and keep it moving.
Yep. Yeah.
Keep it
especially like, if you do something like that, and then, like that person, I'm thinking man-wise, he already know what his agenda is. So he
mm-hmm.
come in there, he put it on you, and then he leaves. And you don't even get a call from him, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
or nothing like that. Or like, let's say for a disabled woman or physically challenged. I'm forgetting the correct language or whatever. Anyway,
we know what you're talking about.
And let's say he's able-bodied and you're physically challenged. And when he leaves, he doesn't even pick up the phone and call back. You can't run behind him. You can't go looking for him. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't get out there.
That could be the other way around also. That could be the other way around also.
Yeah, but I'm
putting
my mind.
It could be a woman who does that to you.
I'm putting my mind towards the woman. Because I am a woman. I think I've been there before like that.
Right.
You know? And I always think about it like that because, you know, it's painful. So, you know, you wouldn't want to put yourself back in that predicament again. He hurt you once.
Mm-hmm.
So don't put yourself back in that predicament again. Don't be hurt by that one. Move on. Mm-hmm. You know, you already know what he can do for you. You know how your feelings are going to be, you know, for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself.
Right.
In more places than just one, protect yourself. And that's the way I feel about it. Yeah.
I think, you know, when I was, I know you said, you know, you're a woman and you look at it from that perspective, but I really, you know, suspect that this type of thing happens to disabled men also, that you may have women who, you know, they may have had a relationship with, and, you know, this woman might come bouncing back when she needs something or, you know, whatever, and do you understand what I mean? Because I think for some of us, you know, who have physical challenges, our relationships are not, we're not in and out of relationships like that. We don't have a lot of lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say some of us, you know, and so some can become infatuated, you know, with, and I'm not even going to put that just on disability. It's not just like physical challenges. That's anybody.
Exactly.
Anybody. Anybody could be in that situation. You know, anybody can be in that situation. You know, and it's not even always a matter of people taking advantage of each other. You know, I think sometimes it's just, you know, we get caught up in that physical need. We think we can go in there. And I'll tell you, with my first husband, I thought I could have sex with him and not be attached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I call myself being sophisticated, and I'm all like, well, you know, this seems like it's going to happen, but I just want you to know, if it happens, no attachment, no, what did I say? What's the word I used? I don't know, but basically, I was saying no commitment, no attachment, you know. Let's just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
I had sex with that man. And a few minutes later, you know, when he had left, I was following behind him. I love you. So, you know.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably, he probably was thinking, oh, Lord.
Goodness gracious. It was like, I really thought I could do that without feelings. I really did.
Yeah.
And that was around a time when I was reading a lot of Harlequin romances and Cosmopolitan magazine and Mademoiselle magazine, you know. And I mean, the truth of the matter was, for me, you know, because women were becoming more independent around that time. But the truth of the matter, for me, sex is something I do with my feelings.
Yep.
I do
That's
it with
right.
my feelings. When we have a minute and a half left for the show, I just want to let everybody know that Laid will be back in full force in May, you know, starting with Guy Talk. And the first thing Guy Talk is, what do women really want? We'll talk about it and see if Don and Tyson know what they're talking about. So don't forget to join us on May 2nd, I believe. That's May 2nd, I believe. And if you're out there listening, please don't forget to support Damon Rozier's one-man show. He's doing a live taping of his one-man show, Don't Judge Me, at the Cumble Theater and at LIU. Call the box office for your tickets, 718-488-1624. There are accessible seats available. Don't forget to get yours when you call the box office. Let them know you need accessible seats. All right, Ms. V, thank you for joining me. And I'll see you soon. All right.
Good night,
bye-bye.
Sweetie. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night.